Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with Jacqueline Novak, host of your other favorite podcast, Poog.
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That sounds simple, but if you actually go, wait, if I knew I couldn't fail, you might think of something that you just have not allowed yourself to think of before. Because you just are so sure that you would fail at it that you've never even considered it. That was kind of how I started doing stand-up.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parts Talk. Parts Talk. Parts Talk. Parts Talk.
Okay, I brought in Dunkin'. Did you get a munchkin?
Yeah, I messed with a powdered one. Sorry, guilty.
This is Parts Talk. I'm Dr. Nancy Pitts, Wilmington, Delaware's number one female OBGYN. And here on Parts Talk, we talk all things parts.
Oh, I'm so excited for episode two because episode number one was a real big hit. You know how I know? My kids were really embarrassed, Margaret's and Aaron. But what do they know? My husband, Patrick, liked it too much. Kind of irritated me. He wouldn't stop talking about it. How was my week, Dr. Pitts, you might be asking? Well, I got reprimanded by HR because I was too excited about a gay couple having a baby via surrogate on our unit. Yeah, I kind of felt like I was in my own private episode of Queer Eyes, and I kept calling one of them Chasten. I couldn't help it, okay? They were so beautiful. I might have sang them that one Macklemore song, but I just loved the message of it. Macklemore, you know, he just really gets it in a lot of ways that I feel like we don't talk about. Oh, and this couple, they were gorgeous. Their surrogate was beautiful. And she's rich now. She's walking out of the hospital 30 pounds thinner and 300K richer. You know what I got when I pushed out my son, Marcus? 6 years of travel hockey. Oh, they were so glamorous. You know, one of the dads said he'd met the good doctor on a plane once. Yeah, Freddie Highmore from The Good Willy Wonka. Only celebrity I ever met was a Secret Service agent who took the bullet for Reagan. He has a house down the shore. Yeah, right by my mom's. I really wish I were more involved in the gay community in Delaware. I mean, of course my grandmother was gay, but we never talked about it. She was just the kind of Catholic woman who loved her dogs more than her family and never, ever, 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 ever smiled. But hey, it was a different time. Ooh, and speaking of very old Catholics, let's get to this week's
Biden Spotting.
This week's Biden Spotting is, I saw Dr. Jill Biden buying hose at the Boscovs. Yeah, I followed her around the store and bought the same dang hose she got. And of course, rubber sheets for my son Marcus, which is the real reason why I was in there. Dr. Jill is so sexy in her little boots and skirts, reading to kids and feeding homeless vets. Hot lady! Dr. Jill is not a medical doctor, but she's so smart. She could do what I do. It's not that hard. Also, I just got to say this after the first episode, I've gotten some feedback. The Biden spottings are not a political endorsement, okay? It's just where I saw them because it's Delaware. The state is the size of Pennsylvania's clit. And you're going to see people around. But for the record, I am a Biden Democrat, which means basically I think everybody should have equal rights. And I don't think too deeply beyond that. I'm going to vote blue, people. My dad died of asbestos poisoning he got from working his whole life at the Chrysler plant. That's how a real American man dies. And speaking of my dad's death, let's get into today's topic. STIs, aka when the good parts feel bad. You know, there's so much damn shame around sex. I went to Catholic school at Our Lady of the Sacred Lady, and I graduated with honors because I had perfect attendance and I was a virgin the whole time. My sex ed teacher was a menopausal nun named Sister Sherry Ann, telling me that premarital sex would give me butt cancer. But I want to change the shame. STIs are a lot like having to spend a week down at Rehoboth with your in-laws. Absolutely no fun, but if you take enough drugs, it'll be over in no time. I've had plenty of little downtown pimples in my life, especially back during my days at UD, that's University of Delaware. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, you name it. I mean, I had so many, you'd think I was banging an old-timey blacksmith. But it was actually just a guy from the intramural bowling team. He was cute, but I shouldn't have known better than to trust the man who wears communal shoes. But you live and you learn. And those days are long behind me because in my first year of medical school, you know, I met my husband, Patrick. Not that we have sex anymore. All we do now is fight about who's going to pick our daughter Erin up for mock trial practice. But in the beginning, we for sure banged. Oh, before I forget, we got our podcast first ever sponsored today. It's super exciting, okay? So today's show is sponsored by Tony's Pierogi Hoagie Hut. Premium hoagies and genuine Polish pierogies. And those things are delicious. They even got buffalo chicken pierogies now. The future is here, folks. Anyway, come on down to Tony's Pierogi Hoagie Hut. Pierogies, they're not just potatoes and cheese no more. And that brings us to our first segment. What's that guck coming out of me? We asked the viewers to send me pictures of different discharges coming out of your holes. And I'm going to go through them and give you my professional medical opinion. Now, the producers of my podcast are telling me that podcasts are not a visual medium. So me talking about pictures ain't really going to do the trick. But I think you guys will get it. Now, a general rule of thumb I like to use with discharge is clear or white, you're doing all right. Green, yellow, red, you're better off dead. I'm kidding. But in all seriousness, if any of those colors show up in your drawers, you should definitely reach out to your doctor. Okay, time for the first picture. Now, this first picture is a deep yellow, almost brown color. You see that? And obviously, it's just a picture, but I can tell it stinks. Woof. This is a textbook case of gonorrhea, but don't worry, the clap is easy to fix. Just go to your doctor ASAP and get an antibiotic, or you'll be going to work with your undies full of mustard. Ooh, you know what mustard is good on? A classic 6-inch spicy Italian hoagie from our sponsor, Tony Pierogi Hoagie Hut. Use the discount code YUMYUMPITS for 20% off any order. Next up, we got a picture of what appears to be poop. Yep. That's poop. Just straight up dookie. Not sure why this person was confused about it, but if I could make any recommendation here, it would be to eat a vegetable. Like the new vegetarian pierogies from Tony's. Just stay away from the hot sauce. That is not going to help your situation. Now, this next guck is pretty clear, which is a good thing. Seems a little slippery, pretty viscous. My guess is you're pretty revved up and horny, and I'd recommend you go out and find a loving partner to take care of that ASAP, because this stuff won't stop flowing until you get your nut. You know what I'm saying? And when you're done doing the dirty, hop on Postmates or DoorDash and order a meat plate from Tony's Pierogi Hoagie Hut. OBGYNs aren't the only ones who deliver. Okay, that's all the guck we have time for today, so I'll leave you with this. Your genitals are a delicate ecosystem, like the Baltimore Harbor in between your legs. Tides are coming in, tides are coming out. Be gentle with her and see me sometime.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that is guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Ooh, like our recent episode with Melissa Joan Hart.
LL Cool J gave me some great advice. He had all these gold chains and I was like, wow, look at all these diamonds. And he said something to the effect of, don't waste your money on something like this, buy a house. Like he gave me like solid investment advice where I was like, save my money, got it.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you guys, I am so excited for our first guest. Okay, I'm just really freaking jazzed to catch up with this lady. She's my bestie from med school, and she is currently the lead obstetrician at Chicago O'Hare Medical Center in Illinois. And she taught me about picklebacks. So please give a good old Parks Talk welcome to Dr. Francis Giuseppe.
Hi. Oh, stop. Oh, stop.
Stop it.
Oh my God, Franny, you look amazing.
Oh, stop. You're gassing me up. You're gassing me up. Stop it. You look amazing.
Thank you. I love your hair. Did you get highlights?
You know what? I actually, we went down to Florida for kids' midwinter break. You know how that goes. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice.
Midwinter break when they're sort of like drive me up the wall and then I just say, it's midwinter break, okay? not recognized by the schools, but yeah, we're going to drive down to Florida. So we went down to Florida and I pulled lemon juice in my hair, sat by the pool 5 days straight.
Oh my God. Well, it looks amazing. You look like Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my God. She should take over for Ellen. Am I crazy for thinking that?
Am I crazy for thinking that Kelly seems happy and Ellen seems sad and mad?
You know, it's not my place. It's not my place. Oh, remember when we went to a taping of Ellen?
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
I think you were in a bad mood and you didn't dance. And then she kind of yelled at you a little bit.
Yeah, well, the thing was is that they didn't put enough half and half in my coffee because you know how I like it. I like it mostly cream and just like two pumps of coffee. But they wouldn't do that at the fancy, you know, whatever place we were at. So, I wasn't dancing and nobody's going to tell me what to do. I've had two kids. Okay, I went to medical school. Okay, I got like four letters after my name. I mean, that's how freaking educated you two. Nobody's going to tell a doctor to dance.
Well, I also think the thing is like you're in a position that's it's a lose-lose because you dance, you know, you get sort of like, you know, jabbed at work, kind of like, saw you dancing, but you don't dance. And then all of a sudden, Ellen's kind of, well, she gave you the kind of devil eye, you know what I mean? But you know what? We got a Cracker Barrel gift certificate out of it, and...
it was worth it.
I mean, I'll be gosh darn.
It was worth it.
Oh, it was so worth it. I mean, that was a hysterical trip. That was a hysterical trip.
It was hysterical. It was hysterical. I mean, you and me when we together... It's a laugh riot.
It's kind of a stand back, you know, situation. Like you and I walk in and you see the bartender. Oh, no. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Bartender, what about our husbands? You and I are down the shore together. And we walk home from shopping, you know, at Pandora. We got all our bags. Both of our husbands are like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, that trip to the shore was one for the ages because, you know, I never seen nothing like the shore before. In Chicago, it's sort of just like, you know, you got some rocks and then the lake, course. And then I go to shore and it's like a Ferris wheel. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we got that at Navy Pier. But I think the reason that we are such a hoot is because
we're just hysterical when we're together.
But it's work hard, play hard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's you put the hours in and then, you know, it's like, you know, we work 72 hours straight in residency. And then it was like, okay. And am I going to bed? No, we're going to Hog Wild.
Blackout. I don't want to remember. I don't want to remember the residency, and I don't want to remember who I was going home with. And that's what you meant, Brandy.
Well,
what you meant, Bill.
I do want to say that Bill. Oh gosh, these last 2 years with Bill, it's been a real sort of funky time with us. You know, his mother's living with us now.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mother's living with us, and of course she takes our room. Right.
Right. And you're not sleeping in the den, are you? Because you got a beautiful den, but it's not a bedroom.
You know, I got two boys. So I'm sharing a bed with the 13-year-old, which do not recommend. Okay.
Oh God. Does is this a bed vibrate or are we dealing with a 13-year-old man who just watched a little bit too much euphoria?
Yeah. No, we don't let him watch that crap.
They get into it.
We program television, so they only get two channels.
Oh, really? Because Marcus told me that he watched it with him.
Marcus watched it with Trev?
Yeah, he said that. I said, what are you and Trev doing? He said, we're watching Euphoria. I don't know. It's on my HBO Max.
Okay,
they watch
well,
it at their friend's house, Franny. They watch it at their friend's house. There's nothing you can do about it. They watch it at their friend's house, the friend being my son, Marcus.
And you're letting that happen in your house. That's trash. It's trash. It's pornographic. I saw one billboard for it, and I said, that's pornographic.
Franny, I am an OBGYN and a sexual health educator. We got industrial buckets of lube and medical dildos all over the house, okay? You might as well see it with some nice lighting.
Okay, I mean, look, I'm sex positive, of course, but what they're peddling in Euphoria is just, I mean, when I was a teenager, I looked like a fucking toe. And now it's like, they got these.
No, you're beautiful. I've seen pictures of you. You look like a toe with long hair.
I had really long hair.
You had that hair. You were afraid to cut it? Was that the thing? You had that whole thing?
Well,
were you afraid to cut your hair?
I was scared to. I thought it was good luck. I had a touch of the OCD growing up, and I saw my hair was good luck, and I thought if I cut it, then
yeah. Well, you know, it's a burden, it's a blessing, because you kept washing your hands all the time, and now you're a doctor.
You know,
so it kind of worked out.
Not everything was based in logic. I thought if I cut my hair, my parents would die. I mean, that went through college.
Yeah, but guess what? You cut your hair, and now your mother-in-law is living with you.
Oh,
so
oh. She's
maybe
just running the show. Well, you know, she's living with us because she threw her back out when she was taking the Christmas lights down.
Why is she doing that?
That's what I said. I say Christmas lights become Mardi Gras lights, become Easter lights, become 4th of July lights, become Halloween lights.
Oh, genius, Christmas genius. Lights. You know, they got these ones at Amazon, so you can get them, or Walmart's, and you just turn the dial. And you got multicolor for Christmas. You turn it just to red. You turn it just to purple. Oh, I'm all about it. I'm all about it.
That's genius. I mean,
I wish they had that when we were kids.
Oh,
that's
my
genius.
God. That's genius.
That's genius. Some of the stuff they got on Amazon, I saw the other day, there's a blanket with holes in it so that you can still text.
Oh.
Wearing the blanket.
Oh.
Genius.
My gosh.
Genius.
You know, I like to try and support local, but sometimes
nice.
I'm just like, it's gonna come in a day. Okay, a new set of sheets will come tomorrow, which you know I'd be needing in my house because I got a 13-year-old, 11-year-old.
Oh, and believe me, I just went and bought rubber sheets at Boscov's the other day for Marcus because I'm not sleeping with him, but I know what he's doing.
Well, I mean, it's just sort of like, I'm paying for convenience because you know my hours. It's through the roof. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're doing overnights. And also, guess what? You know what also comes in a day? Babies.
Right.
So we're just constantly getting called into the unit.
You know, I don't know if you've faced this, but over at O'Hare, I mean, it's crazy. I've never seen more kids. And I was thinking like, okay, yeah, there's going to be a lull because who wants to, you know, kick it with the person you've been hanging around the house with all day? And then all of a sudden, enormous influx.
It's
crazy.
I'm reading all these articles and they're saying, no, the birth rate is down and, you know, women today don't want to have kids. And I'm like, where? Because that's where I want to open up my practice.
Yeah.
Because in Wilmington, Delaware, people are banging and they are multiplying.
I'm seeing now women with 4 or 5 kids. I'm like, it's 2022 at this point. Like, this is not, you know, 1920.
I see a woman with 4 or 5 kids and I want to shake her and say, don't you know you don't have to do this no more?
Ugh.
Don't you know you don't have to do this no more?
You know, something that really is sort of getting my goat is I'm seeing kind of, believe it or not, kind of like fit dads coming in.
No.
And fit dads, but then the mom has, you know, they got 3 kids and I see a fit dad. If I see a fit dad, I say, let's lose the time at the gym and teach the kids how to read.
And you know what I say about a guy with a dad bod? Oh, you got a dad bod? Good dad. Every single father in my family, every single father in my family had a beer gut that made him look like he was in his third trimester. And that's a good father.
Same with when men have hobbies. I'm like, must be nice. No, we're not.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're 40-year-old man. And now you're going to learn how to like race cars. Like, what's happening?
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on the cycle dads. Every single weekend, I see these skinny, skinny guys going through White Clay Creek State Park. Oh, they think they're Tour de France. I honestly get really close to them in my car on purpose.
You know.
And then I shout out to them, does your kid know how to read good?
Toe the line.
Toe the line.
I mean, I couldn't. It's just crazy. I mean, I see these, you know, bowling leagues and these like.
No.
I mean, if Bill had a hobby, I would kill him.
Oh, well, I wish my Patrick had a hobby because Oh my God, Patrick is always asking me to go on a nature walk with him or telling me that, oh, I'm making homemade sushi tonight. I know it's your favorite when you coming home. And I'm just like, could you please get a little baby bike and go up a hill? I mean, I would die. But you know, our relationship is different. Our relationship is different.
I mean, he's such a sweetheart. I couldn't want a nicer guy for you.
You've always had a crush on Patrick, and I love it. I'm flattered. I swear. Okay, the listeners there know this. Okay, so in medical school, okay, so you and I went to medical school together at University of Delaware.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Cool because you were kind of like an international student being from Chicago.
I mean, my gosh, it's like that 13-hour drive might as well have been from Chicago to Kuwait. It was just crazy.
I know. It's a totally different world down here. Delaware is a totally different world, and that's what people don't understand. So you met Patrick. Patrick meets Franny, okay? And this is a funny story. And he's just talking to her all night. And he's saying,
"Oh, stop!"
He's saying to her, "Oh, your culture is so interesting.
Oh,
your voice is so exotic. Oh, you're telling him these words like you're saying to him. Like, what do you guys call sausage?
Sausage and pepper. What do I call a sausage? I don't know.
What are those?
A pizza puff? What do I call a sausage?
No. He's saying to you, like, how deep is the dish of the pizza? You know, you're telling him words like brat. You're telling him words.
Brat. Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Somebody hasn't had their coffee.
Well, I think of a sausage and a brat as two different things.
Oh, see, I don't know. I'm not French.
No, I know. Brats are, I mean, Patrick was a real sweetheart. You know, he was just humoring me. I know he thinks that I'm just like this sort of like Midwest.
No, he still asks about you. And he loves your accent.
Oh, stop.
One time I just said to him, I said, Patrick, you love her accent. And he said, I think it's one of the sexiest things I'd ever heard.
You know,
he was a couple of sangrias in. That was down the shore. Remember that night when we got in the hot tub? Things came close.
Oh, my gosh. I was so embarrassed. I mean, I was never going to be in a bikini in front of Patrick, so I just went in my pajamas. Oh, my God. And then, of course, I'm too embarrassed to ask for a new set. Just slipped into wet ones. I mean, that's... It really is. Patrick is a dang sweetheart. That's all I'll say. And, you know, he's just like... Bill's just kind of... a bump on a log.
I love Bill.
At this point, he's just another
Bill.
One
he's
of the couch cushions.
He's the sweetest guy. No. Bill is so great. And he knows how to do all of that, like, stuff with cars. And he's always, like, tinkering and, like, hanging up a shelf. God, I would kill for Patrick to hang up a shelf.
You know, he has his projects. He has his little around-the-house fixer-uppers. But, of course, you know, those are to varying degrees of success. I mean, a three-legged table.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bookshelf.
Well,
killed the cat.
The bookshelf.
Fell down, killed the cat.
The bookshelf squashed the cat. I mean, who's to say? We don't know if it was the cat's fault or not. I mean, but the bookshelf
sunrise,
fell.
Sunrise, sunset. That's what I always say. You know, in the medical profession, we have a phrase, sunrise, sunset.
Yes.
Everybody's going to die, even cats.
Yes. And, you know, between me and you, the cat, it gave me nothing in return. I'm a dog girl through and through. The cat took and was better than me. And we all knew it. And I literally was born a dog, and a cat makes me uncomfortable. So who's to say what happened with the bookshelf? But yeah, the boys, they had crocodile tears for about 2 hours. Then we went to Giordano's, and all of a sudden, cat who?
Okay.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time,
a military-trained seduction spy, reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that is guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Ooh, like our recent episode with Melissa Joan Hart.
LL Cool J gave me some great advice. He had all these gold chains, and I was like, wow, look at all these diamonds. And he said something to the effect of, don't waste your money on something like this. Buy a house. Like, he gave me, like, solid investment advice where I was like, save my money, got it.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Okay, well, I think actually, since you're here and since you're one of the best damn baby bringers I ever damn met.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this woman with the forceps, I mean, it's like watching a master at work, okay?
Oh,
it's like
well.
Watching Oprah with Tom Cruise. I mean, you just know what you're doing. You just know what you're doing. So on Parts Talk, people send in their questions anonymously, and we're going to answer them. And I figure, because I got my smartiest gal pal with me.
Oh, stop.
That we would answer some questions. So this episode is actually about STDs. You ever had one?
I got pubic lice, even though I had no pubes.
Wow, you're a medical marvel. Okay,
they
so should
were
we get
going kind of on the like
on the folds. They were burrowing on the folds. Yeah, I remember. And yeah, one of the guys in our class did a paper on you, and he took pictures.
He put pictures, but he left my name out. But my face was there. And I was in the class.
Okay, so our first question comes from Co-Ed Eddie. And he says, yeah, you see what he did there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a freshman at Temple, and everyone in my dorm has been arguing about this for months. What is the coolest STI you can get? Okay, I just want to clarify that getting an STI is not a competition. It's not. And the long-term health risks, you know, of an untreated infection, they can be serious. That being said,
What's your answer? Because mine is syphilis.
Oh, wow. Okay, because syphilis, that's like a classic sort of
It's rare. Okay, it's kind of like, oh, you knew who else had syphilis? Christopher Columbus.
Wow.
You know, kind of like since the beginning.
Yeah, syphilis is kind of like getting gout. Syphilis is the is the king's STI. That's sort of like a real classic one. I see. I was going to go with yeast infection because it means you're doing it. I mean, look, we both gotten them from just sitting in wet underwear. I know that's true.
100%. I mean, you got a raging one once you were in the hot tub in your pajamas.
Oh, my. You know, it was just sort of, and also, I would say yeast infection because it means you're down and dirty and it's all sort of happening. And also, I would say yeast infection because you can get it even when you're using protection. It's also a sad one, though, because, you know, it comes when you don't pee after sex, which I think I'm just like, why don't people do that?
For the listeners out there, the listeners, pee after sex. If you take one thing away from this podcast, piss after you get it.
You know what? And I piss before and during. I mean, I'm not taking any risks. I'm just sort of, it's piss from the beginning to the end, really.
That's
you
and Bill's business. That's you and Bill's business.
Look, that's my answer. Yeast infection means you're going at it, but
I think you're right.
And it's easy to get rid of. Cranberry juice, my God. Ocean spray? Yeah. A doctor prescribed me ocean spray. Okay.
I'm going to write you a prescription for kombucha. Okay. Get that good flora in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So next question. Go Eagles 91 writes.
Okay.
I'm a 34-year-old who lives in Conshohocken, and I'm sort of a hypochondriac. Will I have better protection if I wear a condom all day, every day? Also, what's the most amount of condoms I can wear at once?
Okay, now this is interesting because I don't think you can put a condom on a soft one.
Oh, no, I've seen it happen.
Oh, no.
That defeats the whole purpose because, like, it's not going to be able to do any pumps, right? Because that's
is that like putting an infant in a sleeping bag? Putting a condom on a soft one. I mean, look, I'm just a doctor. I don't know that I've seen that, but okay. So I would say wearing it all day, that's too much. That's crazy. That's crazy.
No, you don't need to. You just need to put one on when you're hard as a rock and it's about to, you know, do its thing, aka go in, aka the mast is up and we are full sails ahead. You know what I mean?
Though I will say I did have a patient who got chlamydia from sitting on a toilet seat.
So your answer is anything can happen.
Well, you know, I couldn't believe
it. So are you saying what's the point of condoms? Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying it's good to be prepared because, no, I mean, obviously this girl, she got it from sitting on a toilet seat at a bachelor party. So I don't know why.
Why was she at the bachelor party?
She hid in the bathtub because she was worried her fiance would cheat. So she was there.
Oh, and that's how she got the chlamydia because she was worried that her fiance would cheat. So she definitely didn't get it from his cheating ass. She actually got it from the bathroom hiding, kind of like in Euphoria. I know you don't watch it, but there was a very famous scene where a woman hid in the bathroom.
Oh, gosh. I haven't seen it, but, you know, I'm praying it's the one with the knockers. But... even though they all got body yada yadas, I mean, no shame.
But when you say knockers, we all know what you mean.
Yeah, every
single
one. Okay,
next question. I think we gave good advice. Next question.
Yeah.
Okay, Salt Pepper Ketchup says, long story short, I spent an hour and a half on the toilet at Jimmy John's in Newark. It was a real mess. It looked like the bathroom of Saw in there.
Oh.
Can I get an STI from a toilet seat? We just answered this.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
You definitely can.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that there was going to be another question about toilet seat. Okay.
Well, I think it's a common question. So I guess my answer would be maybe you can, or maybe you think you got your STI from the toilet seat, but you really got it from your no good cheating partner who has a wandering eye.
Look, I think the simplest answer is always the right answer, even though it's not the answer you might want. But the toilet at Newark, I would say just hold it at that point.
I don't know how they spelled it because it's Newark. So is it Newark, Delaware, or is it Newark, New Jersey? Because some genius decided to name this town Newark, and then they were like, oh, I like Newark. I'm going to name this town Newark, but I'm going to pronounce it like Newark.
Okay.
Which is so confusing. I mean, like, I'm trying to take Amtrak home because, you know, I sometimes do the Newark station, even though I live in Wilmington, because of the traffic. It's easier to go on Cushing Mill. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Park and ride.
All of a sudden, I'm right by where they film Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
It's happened to me a couple of times.
You know, the job and the hours are so demanding that any sort of one time sort of guy fell on the L tracks because I was exhausted, fell on the L tracks. You know, I was
Franny
more I'm embarrassed.
Sure it wasn't a, you know, right after you had Becky and you kind of had the blues.
Well, look,
because I remember some of those calls and some of those dark days.
It's all. Everything's a temptation, okay? Every day I leave my house and I think, hey, today I could be a goner. And, you know, sometimes I get home and I say toaster in the tub, you know, but
No shame in the baby blues. I mean, I know some women, myself included, I've had postpartum depression. I still have it and the kid's a teenager.
You know, I think there needs to be sort of just like a new term for just being sad that you have kids. I mean, is it all postpartum? Postpartum until when?
I smell another research article. I smell our next publisher, Parrish. I smell our next medical journal entry.
I was writing something that I finally bailed on called Midwives Who Needs Them. And then it was sort of like, okay. I mean, it's just funny to me, like a whole new profession of someone over my shoulder given sort of like encouraging words. I'm like,
oh, don't even get me started. We were talking the other day on the podcast about doulas. I'm just going to say it. If they don't smell like weed, they look like weed.
I just think like, I mean, I need sort of a coach there. I don't need like Lana Del Rey, you know? I need sort of like a Bobby Knight chucking a chair at me. I don't need sort of like a kind of frou-frou kind of attitude. I'm like, get down to business. It's now or never.
Okay, should we keep doing these questions?
Yeah.
This next one's a good one.
Okay.
Okay. This one says, no name, lazy, says, I'm at the doctor's office filling out paperwork. How do you spell gonorrhea?
Oh, Lord. Oh,
this is a good one.
Well, we had that sort of, kind of song to remember how to spell all
it's,
that.
Okay. It's G. Definitely starts with G.
Yeah, it's sort of like a
O.
To the tune of Row Your Boat, wasn't it?
G-G-G-O-N-N-O.
It's confusing, actually, when you think about it, because I think we're not.
I write this down every single day. I write this down almost every single day. I know how to spell this word. G-G-O-N-O. What's next?
Gonorrhea.
Oh, you did it! Okay, so we did it. Okay, that was a good one. Okay.
So I got a question for you. What STI does Ben Affleck have?
I don't know. Which one does he have?
Gonorrhea girl.
Franny, that's good. That's funny. Franny, that's hysterical. like Gone Girl, like the book and the movie.
I mean, it's just something. I mean, you know.
You gotta tell that one at the conference.
No, they're not gonna let me do that again. No, they're not gonna let me do that again. Last year we went too crazy.
Work hard, play hard.
You know, but you know
they know what they're getting into. Oh yeah. We show up at the medical conference together, and we're seeing all of our colleagues, and they go, By the way,
you know they charge me for the chair.
No.
Yes, they charge me for the chair.
How much?
$1,000.
No, that chair was not worth $1,000. You made it. You upped the value by what you did to it on it.
I couldn't believe it. I got invoiced and I was just like, whatever. Okay.
The gall. the nerve. The gall.
Ended up losing money that weekend. That's all I'll say.
Well, what you lose, you gained in life experience.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this next question, this is our last question, actually. This next one is from Home Husband, and it has a picture attached to it. Uh-oh. All right.
Don't open attachments. Don't open
attachments. Well, I already did.
Oh,
it says, is this a genital wart or an ingrown hair? And can you please come home and check? The dog misses you. God damn it. This one is from Patrick. This is Patrick's little downtown pimple. I knew I recognized that little salt and pepper bush.
That is adorable, first of all. My God. My God. That's adorable. I mean, can I see that picture again, actually?
Look at it.
Oh,
yeah. I'm forwarding right now. What's your email address? It's Diva Smurf. Hold on. I know I have it, but your email at Fran. Diva Smurf?
Diva Smurf Franny at yahoo.hotspot.
Okay. Yeah, I got it right in there. Forwarded the picture.
That's my work email, you know.
Oh, yeah. I got to keep it professional.
But, you know, it's always hard to tell between a wart and an ingrown hair. And I just say, treat them the same, you know?
Yeah. You zap them. Just freeze them off.
Freeze them. Put an ice cube on them for an hour, 90 minutes, and then knock them off with a hammer.
Yeah, well, knowing Patrick, he's going to get real excited about me being down there with an ice cube.
Oh.
But you remember from down the shore.
The things we tried. I mean, my God. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, while the kids are playing video games, like, who knows what the parents will get up to? That's all I have to say.
I mean,
you're down the shore. The sangria is flowing. You know, you got a bunch of saltwater taffy right by the hot tub. That stuff's going everywhere.
You know what? I wonder if kids are doing these days. There was a lot of food play when we were, you know, in our sexual awakening. It was a lot of, like, try it with Pop Rocks, try it with the...
Oh, yeah. Well, Jessica Simpson was, like, selling body butter that tasted like cinnamon sugar.
You mean that there was people supposed to put in their hoo-haws for a blowjob? Is that true? That's crazy. I just remember reading a lot of articles that were like, first put Dr. Pepper in your mouth, then put his junk in there. I'm like, what the hell? That's like the messiest.
Now, that's a good way to get yourself a yeast infection.
I don't know if kids are using food. I think kids wised up now.
Well, I hope not, because if you're using food, just make sure that it's something that is good for your ecosystem down there, like a yogurt or a kombucha, some nice fauna, because you get too much sugar. You get anything with spice down there. You know, even if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings and you just eat your girl out, I mean, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Think about just filling your mouth with yogurt, lying down, and just having Patrick bob his thing in there.
Well, it's been amazing having you on the podcast.
Great to see you, sweetheart.
Dr. Franny, God, I miss you.
I miss you.
And answer my email about the Shore House this year.
Oh, I got to check dates.
Yeah,
check dates. Because the boys are in summer school, because blah, blah, blah. I mean, I got to check dates.
Yeah.
But
okay,
I'll circle back.
Okay. Well, love you. Love you.
I love you,
love
sweetheart.
Love you to bits.
I love you,
okay,
sweetheart.
Okay, love you so much. Hi to the kids. Hi to Bill.
Oh, same to Patrick.
Okay, bye. Well, that's all the time we have for today on Parts Talk. Thanks again to my guest, Dr. Francis Giuseppe. God love you. And thanks to all of you for sending in questions about your weird, weird parts. We'll see you, listeners, next week on Parts Talk.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with Jacqueline Novak, host of your other favorite podcast, Poog.
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That sounds simple, but if you actually go, wait, if I knew I couldn't fail, you might think of something that you just have not allowed yourself to think of before. Because you just are so sure that you would fail at it that you've never even considered it. That was kind of how I started doing stand-up.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.